Podtacular Update, episode 24 for the week of November 6th, 2005.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, howdy, y'all. Welcome back to the show.
What's up?
Yeah.
Welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spell Chick.
And we're here with another Podtacular Update. You guys, the latest on the happenings at Podtacular and around the Halo world.
Yeah, it's pretty darn sweet. Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much the greatest.
Well, we got an action-packed show for you today, so let's get started.
Yeah.
First of all, it's kind of a bummer, but Feel the Thunder couldn't make it.
He said
he was going to be on this week. So, you know, scheduling problems, whatever. We'll get it worked out. We're going to get some more people on the show, though, and, you know, change it up a little bit, get different people on here.
So yeah, it's pretty bad.
Stay tuned
pretty
for
sad.
More on that.
No.
Let's see what we got first here.
Oh, it was Scotty Sybil's birthday recently. He's turned 15. Congratulations.
Yeah, Scotty's running the All-Stars, Podtacular All-Stars and Clan matches now.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Coolness.
Pretty intense.
It looks like the All-Stars are looking for challengers as well.
Yeah, they are.
Podtacular All-Stars is our group of people that, you know, are the All-Stars. They're the best from our six clans.
And they rocked up Clan Okinawa last time they played somebody.
It did. It was a good match, and we appreciate them playing. I think they're going to have a rematch soon, actually.
Oh,
but,
really?
Hey, if you guys are in a clan and want more exposure, challenge our All-Stars. You know, we could use the challenge, and you can do that by emailing us at podtacular@gmail.com, and we'll get you in touch with the right people. Get that started.
It's not necessarily as cool as the Bungee Hump Day challenge, but still, pretty cool.
Hopefully we'll get that eventually, too, but I know they got a huge backlog of challengers on that. But, you know, we really want to get challenged up with, you know, like Majolan Tactics and, you know, Fragdolls, something like that. And
Fragdolls, so, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So if you guys know any of those groups or any more, really, you know, anybody that wants to challenge us, you know, we'll figure something out. So get in touch with us.
Yeah. So, and if you want to try out, you know, get your team together, win the next tourney, and we'll let you know about getting in.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Johnny-san is our new tournament director now, so congratulations to him. So keep an eye out in our forums for announcements about the next tournament. It's going to be, we're going to do monthly tournaments, so, you know, the next one's going to be.
Speaking of forums, the new podtacular.com is coming soon.
Yes, it really is, we promise.
It's close.
We're migrating our site over to our new hosting, which was graciously paid for by Zanzas. Yeah, we're migrating that over. We're going to have our own hosting, our own domain, all that stuff. Podtacular TV is going to have their own domain at podtacularTV.com. All kinds of cool stuff. So we're making that happen thanks to Captain Crunk, Paradox, Liquid Enforcer, and Zanzas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Podtacular 006 has got, like, 50 members now, you know, with the invites.
Yeah, I think they got, like, 58 or something like that.
Really?
They're
but part of those are invites. And so you guys need to accept your invites within at least a day or two. Pod 2 is going to, like, lose. Like, if you have an invite to Pod 2 and you don't accept it, well, that's too bad because they're all getting deleted today, all the invites. Sorry!
Too bad, so sad.
Your fault.
Yeah, you got to accept your invites. You know?
Yeah, we have to make room for more people, you know?
Yeah, no. Podtacular clans actually play clan matches and can participate in Podtacular tournaments. So if you want an invite to a Podtacular clan, follow the link on podtacular.com on the right side. Post your gamer tag to get an invite. Quick rundown on the rules. No cheaters, derankers, racists, or people below level 15 in either Big Team Battle or Team Skirmish. There's more on that post, though. Once you click on that link, you can expand the post and look at the details on all the rules. So, you know, it's not like we have a lot of rules, but we just don't want any jerks.
Yeah, well, those are the breaks. That's how it goes, pretty much. Pod TV, got lots of support, but if you still want to participate, help it get off the ground finally. Email info@podtacularTV.com. Zest just tells us he's holding auditions or something this week. So
yeah, he's gonna get people in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're patiently waiting for that to come out. Hopefully soon.
Hopefully.
Well, hey guys, it's about time for some really late spring cleaning, and Fumo Jive and Spellcheck are clearing our friends list, except for staff. So as soon as this episode comes out, hey, send us a friends request. Fumo Jive is FOO space MO space JIVE. Spellcheck is SPELCJK. And looking forward to meeting some new people that we haven't been able to play with before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to it. So load me up with invites. Load me. Load me. Load me.
Okay.
Full of lead in a game.
Right.
So yeah.
What else here?
Like we said earlier, Zanzis is back, and he's paid for a whole year of website hosting for us. So, you know, we're still moving the super secret new site. And once it's done and tested, you know, it'll be ready to go live finally. Mm-hmm. Not only does it look amazing and quite different, but we'll have our own forums, your own profile page, an easier way to submit content, and lots more. So stay tuned. You know, once again, thanks to Captain Crunk, Paradox, Liquid Enforcer, and everyone who's put in their hard time for that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Gemini Ace, our listener whose son Ethan was born premature and had some, he has some eBay stuff for sale you might be interested in. He's selling a DS with games, a GameCube with games, an old Sega 32X with games, if you guys know what
that
is.
One of the games with the 32X is Doom.
Is it? Oh, sweet.
It's going for like $4.99 on eBay. It's Doom.
Man, Sega 32X, that thing's classic. Yeah, he has tons of, like, G.I. Joe stuff, so he's trying, you know, he's got a lot of bills going on right now, so if you guys are interested in any of that stuff, check it out, we'll have links in the show notes.
Yeah. 32X Doom.
Man. 32X, man. 32X and Sega CD.
Oh, boy, that is classic.
It's old classic. School right there. I used to have the Sega Master System.
I never had a Sega. I wasn't really a Sega guy. I was more of a Nintendo guy. I still have my NES hooked up. I was playing The Legend of Zelda the other day.
Yeah.
That game is so easy. It's almost like you don't even have to try.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I'm going to walk around. Oh, look, I got a sword and I got a boomerang. I can take out anybody on the screen. It's just like, I had to go online and get a map of the whole thing so I know where the dungeons were.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah,
no bosses or no boss FAQ guides or anything. Those games are so simple and not complex at all. It's playing slalom. It's a fun game. I was just playing NES for like 3 hours.
Cool.
But that's what I do on weekends. I play NES and Halo 2. And record Podtacular.
Do you play Halo 2 on NES?
I wish. You know, like the 8-bit sound, you know, they got going on. Actually, it's like 2-bit sound.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. You know, like side-scrolling Halo 2.
Yes. That actually is like, I can't remember. My brother showed me to a long time ago. Called like Halo 2D. And it is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of appropriate now that we're kind of moving into the web resources. I don't exactly know where it's at, but,
we'll see if we can find a link put in the show notes.
I'll have to look for it.
About,
and it's got, it's more like Halo 1 point, it's like, it's set before Halo 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool, like, there's the Warthog in it.
What is it, a side-scrolling, like, web game or something?
Yeah, it's a side-scrolling Halo game. It's just pretty much amazing.
Coolness. We'll
but it's not even a flash based. Like I've seen a couple flash based ones,
mm-hmm.
but it's not that either. I really want to find it because it's so fun. Yeah, it's a Halo platformer game.
Well, we'll see if we can find that. We got some other web resources for you here. Jet Pilot writes in. He says he loved the update, and he thinks we really got the fine tune of the podcast down to an art now. I hope so. We've gone through a lot.
We like to think so.
Yeah, to try to get that down. So we'll keep improving and keep listening to you guys' feedback and everything. So he stumbled upon halo.ogresnet.com with lots of good info and tips on that site. So I wanted to mention that.
Sweet. We got one here. It's anonymous. Cool. So, and he says, "Hey, cool. Can you tell everybody about the Halo 2 Haven? They're located at www.halo2haven.tk, and they have a blog. They got game reviews. They got Bungie news. They got custom-made fanfics." Those are pretty cool, actually, but I'm just kind of...
And they got MIDI music and flying dots on your screen.
Well, that's like retro 1998. MIDI music and flying dots. Oh, that's so cool. And they're working on custom game types. And
follow your mouse.
It's like, look at a floating clock. Amazing.
I know, huh? Look, a water reflection effect. Yes. Yeah, but, you know, they got some stuff on there. Check it out. Fumo says, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
That is awesome, you.
It is me, huh? Oh, man. There's an awesome article on why people keep coming back to Halo 2 multiplayer linked on HBO recently, and it's also linked in our show notes, so you can check that out as well. It's pretty cool. I read it. I just, you know, thought I'd share it.
Cool. Feel of Thunder, he says, he told us about Halo2Basics.com, and, amazing site.
Really, really good site.
I went and checked it out. Like, if you ever needed someone to tell you about stuff you've never heard before about Halo 2, go to Halo2Basics.com. It's...
Yeah.
It's awesome. There's no, like, hey, click here for ads. It's, like, a really basic site. It's almost like a text document, almost. Just because it's got... It's so plainly laid out, but it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's well written, well organized. It's, you know, and it's not just for basics, but it does a very good job of just covering the basics too. So,
like, in fact, in the top part of it says, too many times in the past he's searched for tips and strategies in Halo 2, and only been disappointed by the quality and quantity of some of the information out there, like tips like when you play against me, run away, or like the ones that are in, like, leet speak, like you can use the RKT. And then these, like, fours for A's and, you know, twos for the word two and pwn nubs. I'm like, just aren't very helpful or comprehensible. And so that's why he's got a lot of great information out down here. But since a lot of it's poorly written and incomplete or hard to find, I thought he'd just compile it all right here in one easy-to-read thing. It is amazing.
It really is. So, yeah, it's easy to read. It's very well organized. So that's definitely a hot web resource.
Yes, it is like web resource of the year.
It's smoking.
Yes.
Well, also got another one for you is Odeo.com. If you guys are really into lots of podcasts, you can see who's listening to a show with Odeo.com and see what else they listen to, which is pretty cool. Nice. It turns it into like a social networking thing. So if you had an iPod Shuffle like I do, it's a much more convenient way of downloading shows and putting them onto your iPod, because you don't have to do them one by one. And with the iPod Shuffle, you can't specify which ones are automatically downloaded to your iPod. So using the Odeo Syncer and tying that in with a smart playlist with your with iTunes, you know, makes it work out really good. So you can also check out my profile by clicking the link in the show notes to see what I listen to and things like that. Odeo has tons of great gaming podcasts too, like VGN Radio, Gaming Steve, GameSpot Hotspot. I'm just going to read through a couple of them. DreamStation.cc, Major Nelson Blogcast, of course, the man. Gamertag Radio, XBL Radio, Team Fremont Live, Tool to Type, almost done. G4 Podcast, Xbox 360 Radio, and tons more, both gaming and non-gaming related. So.
I found the information for the that game I was talking about earlier, the 2D Halo.
Yeah.
You need it's what it's called. It's called Halo Blood Covenant.
Hmm.
All they have available right now is a demo, but it is fantastic.
Really?
Just search for Halo Blood Covenant in Google. They have it on GameSpy. You can get off there. They have it on GameStats.
Cool.
So, but you're probably have to download the demo from File Planet, considering their site will take you to File Planet.
File Planet.
But they actually designed all their own sprites. It looks kind of sprite-y, but the sprites are like really good. So, you know, I say just give it a shot. You know, give it a chance. Give it a chance. Their actual site for like the developer site is consoletroopers.com. So if you want to go check that out, I think they have like a link to everything right on the front page on consoletroopers.com.
Cool.
You might be able to prove me wrong. I don't know, but
okie doke.
Consoletroopers.com. Amazing, amazing, amazing. That's all I can say. It'll blow your mind.
Is that consoletroopers.com?
ConsoleTroopers.com.
All right, just
is a nice web resource. You will not be disappointed.
ConsoleTroopers.com. Okay, got it.
ConsoleTroopers.com.
Copy that, Roger.
Okie dokie.
You betcha. Well, onto some bungee jumping here. Our newest feature. Well, actually, we have another new one coming in a couple shows here, which I'd like to. But bungee jumping is where we talk about some of the things we weren't too impressed with Halo 2. Now, Halo 2 is an awesome game. We love it. We enjoy it. We play
it. Yeah, we love it. But, you know, that's just like, there's just times. But you're like, Bungie. And it's like, love you, but,
yeah, this one's
about
people
that.
People like to talk and hear about this stuff. It's interesting. And, you know, we might say some things that you might also feel as well. So you'd be like, yeah.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, starting out with Brian Smoothie. It's not Brain Smoothie, even though we've been saying Brain Smoothie the whole time.
I thought it was Brian Smoothie, but I thought I'd be with go with the crowd and say Brain. I don't want to get... I don't want people to look at me weird. So I thought, oh, I better say Brain. So.
Well, Brian Smoothie
continue.
Says.
Continue.
Who's listening to the last podcast, and we mentioned a new section on things we don't like about Halo 2, which is this. So he thought he'd give his input. At first, he didn't like the only shield idea, but he's grown to like it even more than before. He doesn't really like the three-headshot battle rifle thing. I think it's four headshots, but because now everyone uses them, and it's not that hard to use. Before, it was hard to use and took more skill. He's also getting used to that as well. He didn't really plan this out, so he's starting to think that there's not a whole lot wrong with Halo 2. Well.
Jew Blaine, which is like a really cool guy, he sends us a lot of emails. You know, he's the kind of cool guy that just goes like, hey, I listened to your last show, and this was like, you kind of talked about this, but then you didn't make it. Like, he's always giving us comments and stuff about the show. We love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
Two complaints on Halo 2, or so he says. You know, you zoomed in, you hit by SMG, right out of the zoom, right? Gay, I think so.
Think so? I don't know. I think that's good.
I think it's pretty dumb.
Do you?
It makes sense, but I think you should take significant damage at least before it knock out a zoom.
Maybe. But the thing is, though, is that I think that's good because then you can actually you have a defense against someone that's sniping or that's got a BR. You know, you can take them out of zoom at least. At least you can knock them out of zoom far enough so that they have to try to no scope you and stuff like that. So.
I understand it. It's
good as a balance thing.
Yeah. I don't know. But I agree with him when he says it's pretty much annoying when you're trying to snipe the grunts on legendary. You know, their plasma pistol will just like keep from getting even one shot off.
Yeah,
and then you
but,
die.
I mean, you don't necessarily need a snipe grunts either. You know.
So he's just like asking Bungie.
Not that difficult, but whatever.
He's just asking Bungie to take it away from Halo 3. And also the whole physics thing, you know, when you jump forward to slash the sword, you make the Spartan leap, bend forward at the waist, crouch there, and then leap. You know, it's kind of weird. I mean, I understand it, but, you know, I'm going to say it again. you know, just make you, in case you didn't catch it. When you jump forward to slash with a sword, you know, it makes the Spartan, like, get off the ground pretty much. Kind of just flies. So you, like, you kind of bends forward the waist, crouch a little, and you leap. And you just kind of go up in the air. It makes no sense. Because, you know, when you hit somebody, you kind of go up to. You know what I mean? I probably lost half the listeners. You know, it'll probably be fixed. If you don't understand,
what the hell are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. Forget about it. I should even cut that out in editing. Just forget about it, okay?
Well,
did not really concern you. If you don't understand.
Guess not. We didn't already say those in the last one, did we? Those two? I don't know. I'm just hoping I didn't cut out the wrong ones. Issues. Well, BSL1 writes in, saying things that were wrong with Halo 2, talking about balance in multiplayer. For example, the if there's a BR and an SMG in a battle, you know, which one will win. The cinematic loading, of course. Everybody knows about that. The load pop, or whatever you want to call it, where things load as it's playing, which is weird.
When you could just push B and, done.
Yeah, that too.
Doesn't really make sense. We understand. We feel your pain.
Yeah, we know it. We see that too when level starts and somebody's just like a basic shape with like no texture and everything. Kind of weird. The levels or parts of the levels that were removed. Yeah, but I guess that's not Bungie's fault per se. It's probably a time issue. No more pistol, just Magnum. Well, yeah, maybe, but then you got the BR to replace it, right? Yeah. The ATV, of course, being missing. Everybody's bummed about that. And the alternate hogs, besides
the
Gossip.
I love the hogs.
Yeah, man. We were just talking about that just today, about how there was like supposed to be a one that was kind of camoed. It was...
Yeah, there was like a camo hog, a troop transport hog.
Snow hog.
Yeah, the snow wheel hog. Those like six. I was like... And I guess it's... I don't know. Maybe Halo 3? I don't remember saying on the Collector's Edition DVD, people saying how there's going to be a fist fight. I don't remember that. I'll have to go watch that again.
Yeah, you said that in the Collector's Edition. Yeah, a fist fight between the Arbiter and Tartarus. I guess, you know, in some kind of cinematic. So.
Oh, it's cinematic. I'm like, how do you do that?
I don't know if it was cinematic or if it was some kind of in-game thing. Kind of like, you know, when you watch the Brutes and the Elites kill each other and stuff like that. I don't know. Whatever they cut out, we don't have it, so.
That doesn't make sense. I just kind of wish the sword. The sword is really... I love it, but I think that it should be limited like it is in single player. I think they kind of got it backwards.
How so?
You know, like you can get 10 swords in single player and then like it dies?
Yeah.
It should be like that in multiplayer and be unlimited in single player.
Okay.
You know? It needs to be limitless in single player and limited in multiplayer, or limited in both of them?
I think it is. I think it's limited in both. Sure
no. It's unlimited in single player. Multiplayer, I mean. You can sword forever.
It'll
never die.
I didn't know that, but,
And also, I'd kind of like to see character classes. Like, making the elites, maybe they could run faster, and they could go turn invisible, but they can't carry certain weapons.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because you mentioned that briefly in the last episode.
So yeah.
Like, different, go ahead.
If maybe like elite could run faster, jump higher, and even turn invisible, but they couldn't carry a rocket launcher, they couldn't carry a sniper rifle, and they couldn't carry a battle rifle. They could carry dual wielding human weapons, and a shotgun, and any plasma weapon other than the any plasma weapon other than the sniper. They can't handle like a whole arsenal of all the stuff, while Spartan could I really don't know what the advantage of a Spartan would be other than they can use every weapon. maybe they could withstand more damage.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's, you know, like we were talking about how tribes got a lot of things right.
Yeah, which was, that's, you know, still a classic.
Definitely a classic. I don't know about the giving everybody a jetpack and stuff. That's the one thing I probably don't like the most about tribes. But, you know, pretty much everything else is just spot on with that. One thing about tribes is they had a character class system where you could be like a heavy, you know, bombardier kind of guy, like a heavy weaponry guy, basically a guy that can carry rockets and things like that. Or you could be, you know, like a recon guy that runs really fast and things like that, and has, you know, like binoculars and things like that. You know, there's different kinds of classes for different kinds of jobs. There's kind of like, there's the medic guy, there's, I don't know if I'm getting the classes right based on tribes, but you get the basic idea. I'm just saying, like, different jobs, different kind of player that has different strengths and weaknesses. So that would have been kind of cool as something to mix it up.
Yeah, and maybe it could be like that. Like, I don't know if you played, man, the name skips my mind. It's the Half-Life mod. It's kind of like the World War II. It's kind of like that. Like maybe like a space-aged alien versus kind of thing. Like a battlefield. Like, you know, like all the World War II sims. Like, we got your medic guy. You got your sniper guy. You got your your grenade guy. You know, like just like that. Yeah. And like maybe split that up like that. I don't know. I can't remember exactly the.
Yeah, but to Bungie's credit, you know, it's still, in a way, you can kind of make your own character classes, because as you start, you know, that one person can rush your sniper, another person can be a rocket guy, you know, another person can be noob combo guy, another person could be
whatever. It's really pretty much just up to the
VR and shock
imagination of Bungie's developers, because I was really surprised at Halo 2, because, like, all the stuff they'd showed us pretty much kind of left us wondering. That they gave us all this possible stuff, and then gave us stuff completely different.
Yeah.
And luckily, it was still good. Yeah, like we didn't hardly know anything. They showed us like a few pics of Zanzibar, and that's pretty much all we had to go off on it. You know.
Yeah, but if we were to make our perfect Halo game, these are some things we would change.
It was just. Day of Defeat is the name of the Half-Life mod. That is
Okay. Day of Defeat.
So if maybe it was similar to like Day of Defeat, and the fact that like you have, you know, classes, and it's a waged war pretty much. Mm-hmm. But that's like that'd be kind of a different like style of gameplay compared to. The Halo games. I think that's what makes the Halo games so special, is they're pretty much totally different from anything else.
Yeah, and I think one of the... Of course, multiplayer is awesome. Obviously, that's why we listen to the show. But I think one thing that makes Halo 2 multiplayer stand out is, of course, matchmaking. The whole matchmaking system where you can actually get most likely a close game every time you play, when you play a matchmaking. And, you know, also just the way that the gameplay, the higher level you get up, the more strategy you have to use. And even though you can start it as a real simple level, you know, the farther you get up, you get to some pretty complex strategies and things going on. So you can kind of scale it up the better you get. So I think that's pretty cool.
I'll let you go ahead. That's really like my bungee jumping.
Well, I got a list of things here as well that I'll kind of run through. First thing is that VR animations don't work sometimes.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. Mm. It gets me confused on whether my weapon's reloaded or not. I have to hit Y twice and then suddenly it's reloaded and it didn't even go through the animation. Button reactions can be sluggish when switching weapons. Like if you're dual wielding and you want to get your secondary weapon in reserve, then you have to hit Y twice pretty slowly. Or you'll end up with one of your primary weapons and a pool of blood, which kind of sucks.
Not cool.
Yeah. The weapons are weighted, but the combos aren't. I kind of like the new Perfect Dark Zero idea, where you can't hold two power weapons like a sword and a sniper.
It just makes sense.
Too much room.
In real life, you can't carry a rocket launcher and a sniper rifle at the same time. Where are you putting it,
exactly.
Chief? Where are you putting it? I don't want to know.
Exactly. Also, let's see. The new combo is effective and all, but the instant death makes it unfair at mid-range, you know. But I'm sure everybody's whined plenty about that, so that's being a dead horse. Of course, things like lag, modding, super jumping, and all the other cheating. I have a special link in the show notes for you guys if you mod, by the way. You'll have to check that out. And I wish Bungie would host their own games. That'd be really nice. I know bandwidth and servers are expensive, but it kind of sucks that we're running...
I think you can afford it with the sales from Halo 2.
Nice, but
I'm just saying. Kind of made a bunch.
Yeah. Another thing that sucks is swipe sniping. If you guys know about this, using the auto-aim feature to kind of, you know, paint across someone's head and everything. That's lame. Needlers are too weak. Dual needlers should be deadly. You know, I think it kind of
They can be. It's just really more of, you've got dual needlers, he's got a BR, he'll take you out. It's... There's a chart in GamePro a while back that after they released Halo 1.1, you know, that update to it, that kind of just changed the whole game.
Yeah.
Dual needlers actually weren't really that bad until 1.1. They really weren't. Just after 1.1, it was shooting a little faster and a little more... inaccurately.
Yeah, I wish they wouldn't have toned that.
It's kind of like...
It seems like dual needles...
It's kind of like in the SMG in the fact that it just sprays it.
Yeah, it doesn't track very well. It's like, why do you have a gun if it sucks? You know?
It's more like, look at me, I'm running around shooting little pink things. Come kill me! I just don't think the needler is threatening enough. Like, and you expect it to like hurt a little more in the whack, because there's, like, needles sticking out of the top of the gun, and you whack someone with it, and it doesn't really kill them. I'd expect it to smash right through their armor.
Totally.
That's one that never made sense, you know, like, I'm smashing you with painful glass shards, and it hurts you as worse as punching you.
Yeah, it really is.
It should hurt a little more.
Speaking of punching, I kind of have problems with that, too. The melee animations... no one would melee like that. You know, I'm not gonna... That's just weird.
Well, the pistol whack from Halo 1...
Yeah.
He just, like, goes like, bam, flings it over his hand, like, it's like a little circle lick with it, and then holds it again.
Yeah, now, he, like, flips it up, hits it with the back.
If I'm in the dead heat of a battle, I'm not gonna show off and spin my gun around in my hand.
Exactly, yeah.
A little more realistic, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think the pistol melee is probably the most realistic one in Halo 2. You just hit him with the bottom of your pistol. But I would think instead of just throwing your gun sideways and forward at someone on the rest of them, you'd find a way to do like a hook.
I'd get a kick in it too. I'd kick him too.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Like maybe like
that'd be pretty good.
Like you like whack with the BR, and you see his foot fly up.
Just do a flying spin kick.
That's Ninja Knight. That's what happened in Ninja Knight. Like you go turn spin kick on. You know, it's a custom game thing. You have to make sure it's turned on or else you can't do it.
Press L and X to do a jumping spin kick. That'd be sweet. Kung Fu Master Chief. Jump rocket techniques at close quarter pisses me off. How can you not die if you shoot a rocket at the ground 6 feet in front of you? Come on. And last thing is, shotgun damage is too sporadic. I hate shooting point blank and not killing someone. The thing has a barrel. How can pellets miss if I shoot 2 feet away? Come on.
Most of it's hosed.
Yeah, that too. That kind of stinks. Hosed issues stink.
Well, we got a few more than we're at here. Shotgun Jimmy says, you know, just a few ideas on what could, you know, make Halo 2 a better game. The melee combo attack, you know, it would be very effective to quickly silence someone in close combat. Or if your gun ran out of ammo, you know, you just, if you have a maximum of 3 hits, and maybe you move a bit slower, you finished a combo. So I'm kind of a little confused by that because people seem to have bad grammar, as Daniel has pointed out in his song last week. let me try to read through it again. See if I can. It would be very effective to quickly silence someone in close combat with a melee combo attack, or if your gun ran out of ammo. So I think I'm kind of picking up what he's saying is maybe two melee hits or maybe three melee hits would kill him. One melee hit will kill him if you hit him in the back.
Yeah, that's the thing is melees are you know pretty powerful as it is.
Most of them will knock the shield right out.
Yeah, and then you need two melees and they're dead.
Yeah,
but I think he's talking about the melee combo attack, that thing that they hyped up a lot that. They'll have combos, punch the face,
the punch and headshot crap.
No. I'm talking about like
the shoot punch.
They actually had like combos, kind of like Street Fighter or something, where there were like a couple different punches that you would do.
I get it. Like BXY needs like a spin kick, like they had like the super attack combos.
I don't think it was like a spin kick or anything like that, but it was like. It was like an actual combo of different types of hits that you could do in quick succession if you did it right. But they, they never included it, and he was always wondering what happened to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just dumb, I guess.
Oh, well.
He said another possibility, medicine didn't change altogether, that the way it could be is if the single melee attack is weak, taking out about a fifth of the shield, right? Or you could combo and you could raise your weapon up into the air, charging for a brutal, lethal hit from the weapon. Now, that'd be cool if you could... like, press B and hold, and he lift the gun up and smack it down.
Yeah, that would be way cool. And then you run at him, but you can't shoot while you're running.
Yeah. Like, and I can see that being great. You hold it up in the air. One, you can't shoot. But the longer you hold it, you could jump and just, like, smack it on their face.
That'd be sweet. And then, it could be kind of like the ghost when you're boosting, is that you can't turn as...
Yeah, like... One, you're not going to be able to shoot, and maybe, like, it's not. Like, it takes you a second to get back down and get back in shooting mode,
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's not like you let go, but you can shoot right away. Like, he has to go, like, put it back down and, like maybe for the shotgun, he has to pump it real fast so he can get back in the shooting kind of phase. I don't know. That sounds like a really good idea for me. And they can move slower, slight hindering to your abilities. Maybe you can't throw a grenade when you're doing it. I don't know. That sounds like a pretty good idea, combined with my idea. It seems like a pretty good idea. Holding B, smashing it on their face like with a brutal hit.
Seems pretty cool.
Especially like maybe if you held it like rumble the controllers, you know how powerful you're actually getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like and go like smash or like like a badge like a medal for it. Like beatdowns like when you just hit them. Assassinations when you like hit him in the back, or smash down or smack down. He's like charging and he's like knock the crap out of him.
Totally.
But like.
So what else we got here?
Maybe they had to have a little more. I don't know. Anyways, another idea he had was the ability to use grenades. It's like a dual wielding weapon, and since you press a button as such as black while dual wielding, and then the weapon in the left hand goes down, and a grenade appears. This way, an enemy can keep the enemy behind suppressed. Cover while flushing him out with a grenade. Now,
so you can fire and throw a grenade at the same time.
You can do that, can't you?
Not exactly. There's a short pause when you're throwing a grenade that you can't fire right after it.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes sense, but that's pretty close. And then again, I think that would be a little bit...
That's kind of
add some unnecessary complication.
That's kind of a stretch on that.
To wield a grenade. Yeah.
Because if you can't take the... 0.5 of a second to throw a grenade, then that's a little picky, I guess. Also, he likes to take this opportunity to say that, in his opinion, he has done something recently that he thought was impossible. He managed to get a Kilimanjaro in a game with only 3 people playing it. Oh, and it's in his opinion. That's Shotgun Jimmy, so thanks, Jimmy. He had some really good steps. I like the brutal charge-up beatdown idea. That's really cool.
Yeah. Well, last one we got, DarkStar715124 says he really misses the assault rifle in Halo 2. It was so versatile. He thinks they should have made a custom game only download for it, or at least a way to switch between bursts and auto on the battle rifle, like real guns. Oh well, there's always Halo 3.
Yeah, we better get out of here. Running long today. So.
Yeah. That's alright, though.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think about the show, guys, and send in any comments, custom games, tips, all kinds of stuff like that to podtagger@gmail.com.
Call a listener voicemail 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Yeah, next show coming up very shortly with our map of the week, Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great tips for Ascension and some really good general tips as well. So
yeah.
Stay tuned for that. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
Keep on trucking.
There's only one thing left to say.